This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. There must be something in the water in Craven County. North Carolina's first female governor, Bev Perdue, got her start there, as did the state's first African-American president pro tem of the House, William Wainwright. Governor Perdue was emotional last month when she responded to the death of her old friend and colleague. William Wainwright died at the age of 64 after a difficult illness. Congressman and fellow Democrat G.K. Butterfield offered a tribute on the floor of the State House of Representatives.
North Carolina is better because of the life and work of William Wainwright. William had endless energy and deep passion for the people he served. We will miss the man. May God bless his memory and provide comfort to his beloved family and his community.
William Wainwright was loved and respected for his passion, his politics, and his faith. He was a leader in the AME Zion Church, where he served in the North, and he also served in the North Carolina legislature since 1991. Representative Joe Hackney is a former House Speaker who served alongside William Wainwright, and he joins us now to remember his friend and colleague. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Good afternoon. Do you remember the first time you met Representative Wainwright and what your first impressions were?
Well, he was dynamic, he was prepared, he was passionate, and he was just a delight to work with over the almost 22 years that we worked together. I've been there in the House 32 years, and he's been there almost 22 of those. So we had many great battles together. He was a wonderful friend. When I made my remarks at the service for him in July, I remarked on how he seemed not to make enemies. He had opponents. He was passionate about his issues. He had political arguments. He had debates. But he seemed not to make enemies. Everybody he encountered became a friend. Many times an ally.
You know, the word passionate has come up several times here in just a few minutes. Dynamic is also a word you use, and that has come up in other attributes to William Wainwright. And yet he was a deeply private man, wasn't he?
He was private, but in Raleigh he played the role that he needed to play for his mostly low-income constituents. He worked hard for them. He knew how to do it. For 10 years, he helped lead the House Finance Committee. I appointed him co-chair of that committee both of my terms as Speaker, and he was co-chair before that as well. So for 10 years, he was at least partially in charge of all tax legislation in North Carolina.
As you said, he's somebody who didn't make enemies and was a masterful negotiator, wasn't he?
He was a very wonderful negotiator. Oftentimes there were, at the end of session, standoffs between the House and the Senate. He was one of the best ones to go over to the Senate and try to break the deadlock. Always having in mind the interests of his constituency. In tax matters, he was a big proponent of the earned income tax credit because he felt that was a wonderful anti-poverty tool. He's responsible, at least in large part, for that having been in our law and helped millions of people, I guess. So, yes, he knew how to make a deal. He was a good strategist. He was a happy person, a loyal person. And he had a great sense of style as well.
Well, you know, and there was also an episode, state money fell short for Dover, Cove City, and I think Kinston in 2002. They'd raised some private money. The matching money didn't come from the state as it should have, and he was particularly resourceful in getting those funds, wasn't he?
Well, he was determined. Determined about things like that. Projects for his home district that he thought were worthy of support. That determination really came to bear in his last legislative session, which was this May and June. Of course, attendance was a major issue for us. We needed to have every Democrat in their seats because of the danger of veto overrides. He was determined, even though he had treatments he had to go to, he was ill, he was declining, he was very private about all that, but every single time it seemed like he was in his seat, ready to cast his vote, in particular to make sure that the voter ID legislation that he detested and that he thought was very disadvantageous to the African-American community, he was determined that to be there to do his part, that that veto not be overridden, and of course it was not overridden, in large part due to his determination.
He also worked to maintain the independence of James City. Tell us about that and why he worked so hard.
I don't remember too much about the James City part of things. Someone else will have to give you the details about that one.
And that was I think, the former slave community that he kept independent. We can talk more about that. But he had many interests, and he worked on some not-so-glamorous topics, some that were and some that were important not only to his own constituency, but also that crossed lines, racial lines, class lines, in terms of getting money to different projects in his district.
Well, and one of those was community colleges. He believed in the community college system. He believed that it prepared people for work. He fought against the cuts that happened in the last two legislative sessions to the community college system. He thought they were very counterproductive for our state. He was a big proponent of the mentoring program for young black males. He thought that was an important initiative, and he kept that going as long as he could. So his interests were wide, diverse, and important contributions were made to the state.
And he was a deeply spiritual man. Do you think faith compelled his civic engagement?
It was a big, big part of everything that William did. Of course, he rose up in his church, and he had a balancing act. We who serve in the legislature often have other careers and jobs, and he had that. So it was a balancing act between the political side, the legislative side, and his church side. And so he was a busy, busy person as a result of that.
When was the last time you saw him?
Well, the last time I saw him was the last the day before the last legislative session. He was not able to make the last day, but there were no votes scheduled that day. So I saw him the night before, and he stayed as long as he could that night and left to go home.
So what do you think is William Wainwright's legacy for Eastern North Carolina?
As a organizer, as a spiritual leader, and one of the best political leaders Eastern North Carolina has seen, and one of the best legislators ever for Eastern North Carolina. He was just he leaves a deep, deep hole to be filled in terms of advocacy for that part of the state.
And, of course, what you do as a representative, particularly a House member, is you do focus on your district, your region. But what about for politics in the state? He held some very important positions in the legislature. Does he have a legacy statewide?
He does. He was an important link to political leaders across the state. He was very familiar with the political leadership in Greensboro and Charlotte and all over the state, and kept in touch. There are some ties there between the political and the religious communities, as we all know, and those enabled him to keep in touch on a regular basis. And he was just, when I was Speaker and he was Speaker pro tem of the House, which is a four-year period, seven sessions for 2007, 2008, 2009, and 2010, he was a wonderful partner, not only for all the members of the House to work together with me to pass whatever we had all agreed upon we were going to pass, but also to marshal support for it throughout the state.
Joe, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Joe Hackney, House Minority Leader in the North Carolina State Legislature, spoke with us today about his colleague and friend William Wainwright, who died last month after a difficult illness at the age of 64. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.